The Austin Police Department patrols the city's trails during the day, but Assistant APD Chief Raul Munguia says they don't patrol them at night.
Since historically, the parks have been closed from 10 p.m. till, you know, the early morning hours, somewhere around 6 a.m., you know, we have a whole block of time that there aren't any dedicated resources, other than if something does occur, then a patrol officer, they'll get the call and have to respond to it.
Parks have a curfew, but if you look at the hike and bike trail around Lady Bird Lake, the lines that divide the trail from the urban core are blurry. Pfluger Bridge off of South Lamar is an example of this.
We're standing on the Pfluger Bridge, and the bridge is an important part of the trail around Lady Bird Lake, the Butler Trail, but it's also a very important transportation corridor.
That's Susan Rankin. She leads the Trail Foundation, a nonprofit aimed at protecting the trail around the bridge.
Since it is a transportation corridor, it's not subject to parkland curfews, and it is indeed open for transportation uses only 24 hours a day.
Which means police have to patrol it, even at night. Another project similar to the Pfluger Bridge in principle, but larger in scope, is the boardwalk along Lady Bird Lake. The mile-long project will go from the Austin American Statesman Building along the south shore of the lake, under I-35, and down to Lakeshore Park. And when it opens in 2014, it will be open 24 hours a day. That's because it's being built with transportation dollars. Projects built with that pot of money are required to be accessible day and night. It will not be subject to the park's curfew. So how will APD patrol it? Assistant APD Chief Munguia.
One of the things is that we had not had any meetings yet. We were just beginning to discuss, you know, how we were going to approach that part of it.
Presumably, the cost of patrolling that part of the trail will have to be absorbed by APD. That would open up one trail 24 hours a day, at least in principle. Joy Diaz, KUT News.